This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello.
Thanks, Adele. If you don't get the Adele references, LeBron's agent, also Ben Simmons' agent, Clutch Sports.
And Mike had adoration for Clutch Sports.
No, it's not adoration. It's I know how to play the game. I want to align with them. I want to be there for Clutch when they need us most. I want to help Clutch. I want to rescue Clutch. I want to show up and I want to say, listen, when all these other bleep holes shunned you at your weakest moment, the fair city of Detroit stepped to the plate and took this huddled, broken, emaciated disaster known as Ben Simmons. We did that. Mm-hmm. And in turn, you're going to give us something good at the appropriate time.
So here's what I'll do. Here's what I'll do. I'll give you LeBron in his final year. He'll be Patrick Ewing on the Orlando Magic.
LeBron's casket.
Right.
Did you just hear what Mike said?
Mm-hmm.
He said Ben Simmons is broken.
Right.
And yet he wants this broken toy here?
Yes, because I don't know if you're aware of this. He wouldn't be available if he wasn't broken.
I don't want him here.
Okay, hello, McFly.
No. But see, here's
the
thing.
Do you make the All-Star game for defense?
No, here's the thing.
Yes.
No. David.
Sign the guy that you had an erection for a decade in Ben Wallace.
He made the All-Star game because we were exciting.
Detroit was exciting.
That's why. Players were exciting. That's why they made the All-Star
Your whole
team.
Franchise is built on defense. That's the only time you're relevant.
But we also scored to win championships.
Yeah, yeah. Rip
73-67 against Indiana.
That's
get the hell out of here.
The big shot. Chauncey Billups scored.
No, David. You can't do that and then get on me for saying, well, Ben Simmons doesn't like shooting layups.
Wait a second.
Well, that was one game.
False equivalency.
No, that was one game that you keep bringing up that the Pistons played against the Pacers.
Erroneous.
One game. Here's the thing. If he were physically injured, then I would say maybe you take a chance. Mike, he's broken mentally, and you can't see how long that's going to take. So, no, I'm not going to waste any time.
Inquiring. You wouldn't inquire.
Okay, fine. I got a case of water. Is that good enough for him? No.
Andrew's in Detroit, and your sarcasm's not appreciated. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, man?
Wanted to comment quickly on the Tua Watson situation.
Yeah.
I think it's relevant to the Simmons conversation also. Mike, you mentioned this. It does seem like the Lions are legitimately never in the conversation, and it seems like they always take a back seat when these types of opportunities to improve or inject some life into a fan base presents itself. And so I guess my question is, where do you think that comes from? Is that ownership down? Is that a culture
Lions
thing?
Lions fans.
Honestly, Andrew, no other option but to blame the Fords. It's the one consistent theme. I mean, like, Andrew, when you see the reports that the Panthers are interested in Deshaun Watson and it's David Tepper pushing it, when you see the reports that Jeffrey Lurie has given Howie Roseman permission to get involved with Watson, those are owners stepping to the plate and saying, this is what I want to do. Miami, this is about Stephen Ross. So, Andrew, I am left with no choice but to go right back to the Fords, and that's why.
Yeah, and let's be honest, because the biggest splash that they made was the Goff trade, and Stafford had to physically walk into the office and make that happen himself. Like, I mean, I'm taking Tua even if it doesn't work out, because the alternative
is what?
Super bleak. And to relate it to the Ben Simmons things, it seems like you said, all of these other NFL teams are willing to make splashes, go out on a limb to get a guy. I even see it in Detroit. Some of the other teams, I wouldn't think it'd be that crazy if the Pistons at least took a look at Simmons, because they've been known to do that.
And Andrew, again, Rico disagrees. Reasonable people can disagree. I have a little more hope for it. I also value the player a little bit more. And I look at it in the bigger picture. If I got a clutch guy, that's how the grand game is played.
That's nice.
And right. Yeah. It brings some relevancy to a team that, to a bunch of teams that need it here in Detroit.
So. Right. Yes, but once again, it's the fact that it's a mental thing.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
No, no.
Thank you.
No. That's the problem that I have, Mike. Don't shoot me down.
I didn't shoot your paper airplane down.
No. Once again, Tua, physical injuries, the timetable of working it back. I don't know what happened to Simmons. I don't know what happened in Philly. They broke him, and I don't know if he can be repaired. I don't want it to be the test subject here just so we can say, hey, Clutch, we took your garbage.
You done?
I'm done.
I just want to make sure. I don't want to be accused of cutting you off. Let's go to Sheldon.
Yeah. Brother Mike, how you doing?
Super.
How you doing, Rico?
What's happening?
Yo, check it out. Mike, I'm in agreement with you. The history of the Lions has always been play it safe and aggressive, even from when they had the shot to draft Randy Moss, pick up Kareem Hunt, pick up draft Aaron Donald. They always go for the safe route. It's time for Brad Holmes to maybe grow a pair and, like I said, and make a bold choice. But we all know it's the Fords. The Fords always want to play it safe.
You know what's funny, Sheldon? Sheldon, I don't even view Tua as being that bold of a move. You have an untenable situation with Jared Goff here. You bring Tua in, it gives you a year and a half of runway.
Eject at least some type of a pulse, and then you rewriting the wrong. We could have drafted Tua last year, Sheldon, but we took a Cuda.
Sheldon, you just hit upon why it is a bold move, Mike.
Okay.
Because it means you're admitting you made a mistake, and you should have taken it.
Hey, here's the other thing you could do. Just throwing this out there, y'all. You move Sewell to right tackle right now. Tua's a left-handed quarterback.
Yeah, it all
which means out. Your right tackle's your left tackle. It's all there. And if it doesn't work, guess what? At the end of 2022, you put Tua and Goff in one bourbon barrel and you throw it over Niagara Falls and you call it a day.
That, nice take. Brilliant take. Well thought out take.
Seems so genuine. Thank you. With a slow golf clap. Hayden, Detroit, 97.1. What's up, Hayden?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico.
Hey.
Great topic. You know what? I'll tell you, Mike, I'd rather have Trinity Benson in Detroit than either Ben Simmons or Tua.
Oh, man.
I can't take any TikTok videos showing Ben Simmons in the gym looking like Darko Milicic in some dark gym in the Czech Republic making baskets. He's going to be broken for a long time. And as far as Tua, I woke up at 9:30 to watch that garbage Sunday morning. And unless he's got Jaylen Waddle coming here to the Lions with him, he's what you see is what you get.
Yeah, but the other problem I have with it, Hayden, and listen, I know we're not doing Miami radio and no one cares. The Dolphins sit here and complain that he doesn't push the ball down the field, but then they don't do anything to get players who go downfield. They could have taken Ja'Marr Chase. They opted for Jaylen Waddle. Jaylen Waddle is, they're using like a little slot toy.
Right.
Like, they don't, Tua's injury prone. Right, so you opt to not get an offensive line to protect him. Like, Hayden, I love their plan in acquiring the capital. I really have not liked what they've done with it. Now, I know.
And see, I would say that
I don't want to be viewed as an apologist.
No, I honestly don't think that the powers that be want him there, so they're not really trying to help
Stephen
him out.
Stephen Ross is the one driving the Deshaun Watson train. So you're 1,000% right.
I'm not going to make him look good, because then you're going to have that, well, why are you going to do this?
You know, if it worked out with Ben Simmons here, we'd have a dynasty. And that now, you're afraid of it.
Now, see, that take right there,
if it worked out,
is the antithesis of your Tua take.
Well, variety is the spice of life.
Because Ben Simmons,
I'm just saying.
Honestly, I would have more faith in bringing in a Klay Thompson, who's coming off of 2 years of injury, but at least, you know what? Let's rehab him. Let's get him back. I don't know where Simmons want to is.
Let's bring a guy in a wheelchair and have him hurl three-pointers up there.
You know what? At least he can be allowed into Little Caesars and not have to say, hey, it's me, Ben. Can I get in? Anybody there?
Hello.
Yes, that's Ben Simmons outside of the Spectrum or wherever, or Wachovia Center or whatever it is.
I don't know where he is at right now. I don't think that this is what's good for a young team. Maybe if you had a veteran team.
You realize
with
he's
the
24,
Pistons,
right?
Mike, but I'm saying if you had a veteran presence on this team, they could maybe snap him out of this.
I think they'd beat the hell out of him.
But you got a bunch of young players with him.
I honestly think a veteran like Montrezl Harrell would beat the hell out of Ben Simmons. Wouldn't be a good situation.
Going back, now you're joking. Like, let's say this was going to work Pistons. I do think that Ben Wallace and those guys would be like, dude, I don't know what your problem is, but you better shape up if you want to play on
this
team.
Here's what would have happened.
You got too many young guys. What, Josh Jackson going to tell him, hey?
They would have thrown him in a trunk and left him on Belle Isle.
Yeah.
They would have eaten him alive.
Yes.
He needs to go somewhere where it's a young team and a smaller market.
He needs to go somewhere where somebody can put him under their arm and say, Ben, we're going to get you back to where
you're supposed to be. Who better to do it than Dwayne Casey in the button suit? Who better?
If he was that good and he works for Clutch Sports, how come he's not with the Lakers? Because that's where everybody goes.
Because they would be the team that destroys and beats him.
Yeah, LeBron would put a bullet in his head.
Apparently, LA.
And dump him in the ocean.
Westbrook? Oh.
That's Russell Westbrook. Yes, compassion, understanding, and patience. Three things we all know about Russ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.